Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, is it a good idea to follow a shadow person?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
We love to hear your real ghost stories, so if you got one, share it. It's 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember, if you want to be a premium subscriber, no commercials, advanced episodes, access to the archive, that's what you get. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, and I think it's allergies that are effing with my voice.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I do.
I'm sorry.
I know. I go away for the weekend, come back, and it's been like this ever since. So I don't know. I guess I'm allergic to my house, my town, my state. I don't know. Kathy, how's it going with you today?
It's going well. It's been quite a week. It's my last week of work. I will do other things, but my regular job, I am retiring. And so, you guys,
I know.
It's going to be so strange. You know, I've been teaching at college for a very long time.
And that's, you know, when you do it that long, it's who you are. Like, I am a teacher. I am an art instructor. This is what I do. And so it's going to be weird. But at the same time, I think it's going to be kind of freeing because it's a tough job. It's a really tough job.
Well, and it's time. You know, I've spent my whole life teaching other people to create great art, and they do. You know, I've got so many students that have gone out in the world and have become artists and designers and teachers. And, you know, I have a lot of students that have gone on in art careers. And I've spent, like, I've devoted so much of my life to helping them, you know, become better. And it's like, time to do mine.
Oh my God. And Kathy is an amazing artist.
Oh, thank you. You're too
kind. I'm just being honest. You're an amazing artist. And so it will be fun to find that time to be able to spend on art that you want to create and things that you want to make.
I've been doing some, I'm having a good time with it. And it's like, this could be good. I could enjoy doing this more full time and podcasting and doing some other things. So, you know, it'll be good.
Do you still have your Facebook page? Do you keep that up to date, your artist page?
I'm going to start now that I'm getting back into doing things. So I'll have that up pretty soon. And
so if someone would like to check it out,
I'll let you know.
Okay, so not today.
Not yet. Yeah.
Okay. But once you get it updated, okay, then we'll share that. Because I'd love for everybody to look at it and see what you do.
Well,
I think they would love it. So, as far as following a shadow person, yes, no, where do you fall?
Oh, you know, I'm trying to think. Have I heard of somebody that has followed them? I mean, most people just watch them.
Yeah.
You know, leave or watch them go into another room or watch them do something. I don't know that we've heard much about people chasing them down.
Yeah, I'm in the hell no category. No.
Now, I don't know that I could either.
The only time that I know that I ever saw a shadow person, and I've mentioned this before in the show, was in living in my last house. I'm getting ready for work, and somebody walked by, and it was just this dark thing that walked by the bathroom. And I actually went out of the bathroom to see what it was, because I was like, what the F was that? And it's either that or stay in the bathroom for the rest of the day. You know, you got two choices when you're home by yourself. Do I see what it was? And my dog started barking. And so I went out there and there was nothing there. So I guess I followed it, but it wasn't intentionally. It was more like, what was that?
Yeah. Now that you mention it, I maybe have done that, where like a shadow's passed or something and I've walked out to see, you know, what it was.
So here's how this story goes. It says, I think I saw a shadow being! Exclamation point. Says, hello, how are all of you beautiful people? I'm sure that all of you are doing well. Anyway, I am sure that everyone knows that I generally write stories and articles based on the supernatural, paranormal, and the unexplained. And this person's name is, let me look down, Rahul, R-A-H-U-L. And it says, so I was working on my next story when something strange happened to me that left me utterly confounded. I'm sure that you've all heard of, in quotes, shadow being phenomenon. Who are these shadow people? How do people experience such a phenomenon? Well, answers to all of these questions are given in the wonderful bestseller, A Walk in the Shadows by Mike Ricksecker. He is one of the most well-known researchers in the world of the paranormal, occult, and unexplained. And I will interject here. I have written to Mr. Ricksecker several times and asked him to be on the Grave Talks, and I've yet to hear back. But you know what? I'm undeterred. Oh. I will keep trying.
Yeah, yeah. Just keep working on it.
I don't give no shits. Yeah. I just keep on bugging people. The most interesting part of this book is that Mike himself has experienced an encounter with a shadow being not once, but twice. Isn't that strange? This is the reason he became interested in the world of the mysterious and the unexplained. His book also contains many true personal accounts of encounters where people have shared their experiences of shadow beings. He has tried to describe a bit about the shadow being phenomenon. He also lectures on this topic across the US, Europe, and the world. I know you must be thinking, why am I introducing this author? Well, I just laid out a brief contextual background. So let's continue with the story. It was around 3 to 4 weeks ago. It was a Friday, I think. It was around 1:30 a.m. when I suddenly woke up feeling a bit strange. It was dark all around, the curtains were tightly drawn, and there was no light coming into the house except only a balcony light, which was on the upper floor just to the left of our flat. I was a bit thirsty also. It has always been my habit for quite a few years now to get up in the middle of the night and have a glass of water, take a stroll for a few minutes, then get back into bed. That's so crazy to me. If I did that, I would never fall back to sleep. I'd be up. Might as well go watch a Golden Girls at that point. So I was thinking of doing the same thing when suddenly I saw a strange shadow flitting across the corner of my eye. At first I thought it was nothing, but then something prompted me to look in that direction. You wouldn't believe what I saw. I saw a dark shadow figure standing just outside our bedroom, staring at me. I was taken aback and I did not know what to do. Now let me tell you that this shadow was in the form of a human, although I could not discern any human features at all in the shadowy form. I was like transfixed on this shadowy form as it was on me. Let me make one thing clear. The people who resided on the upper floor had gone out of town only that day and had kept the balcony light on. I don't know for what purpose they did that, but it was the only light that came in thin slivers through the tightly drawn curtains. It was against this light only that the shadowy form was visible. After a few minutes of mutual visual showdown, the shadow glided out of my vision. I was completely drenched and scared out of my wits. My partner was sleeping comfortably, and I did not feel prudent enough to wake her up. Anyway, as soon as the shadow glided out of my vision, I somehow gathered enough courage to pick up the phone, switch on the mobile torch, get up from the bed, and decide to follow the shadow. I think you must be thinking that this guy is conjuring up something to make a name for himself. But believe me, what I am saying is the truth because I experienced it. Anyways, I saw the shadow glide out of our house. Now here, I was in a dilemma, whether to follow it or not. Trying to build up a courageous front, I unlocked my front door and peeped into the corridor. Our flat is on the 8th floor, and there are a total of 8 flats on each floor. However, 5 flats on my floor most of the time remain vacant or locked. Some tenants would move in, but only for a temporary period. So I took my whole body outside along with my neck, which was already outside, and peered in the corridor. Here comes the most surprising and strange part. You will think that this is being a bit melodramatic, but believe me, guys, as I went outside in the corridor, the lights of the corridor suddenly just zapped and went off for a few seconds and then came back on. And what I saw was completely unbelievable and still is. The shadowy form had meanwhile stopped in front of one of the locked flats, and I think it was contemplating on whether to come back and terrify me or simply move on as it turned towards me. It seemed like this entity knew I would be following it. Meanwhile, I was completely transfixed and rooted to the spot. To my relief, it chose the ladder and glided into one of the vacant flats. I just stood there for a few seconds trying to understand what had just happened and then went back inside, shaking my head. The rest of the night, I was awake and kept on thinking about what I had just seen. The next day, I told my wife of this bizarre encounter, and she just looked at me with a puzzled expression and said that I must have been hallucinating. But I know that I wasn't hallucinating. It was only after that did I do a bit of research on shadow beings, and I found out about this excellent book by Mike Ricksecker. According to him, shadow beings can be of many types, and mostly, as per his research, they are interdimensional beings. Well, whatever it might be, it surely gave me a scare that night. Ironic, isn't it me being a horror genre writer getting scared of an entity? Well, that's how it is. I still don't completely understand this phenomenon, and despite having read the book, I am still wondering. That's all, friends. I just wanted to share this little incident, experience, or encounter, whatever you may call it. I would appreciate it if you would kindly let me know what you think. P.S. Once again, I am reiterating that this is a true incident that occurred to me and I have not made it up. Thank you all. Rahul. And I hope I said that correctly. Maybe it's Rahul. I 100% believe that he saw a shadow being.
100%. Well, I do too. I do too. Yeah.
I have zero
reason to not believe this story. I think it sounds plausible to me. You know, we've had many people with experiences with shadow people, and you know, it is odd. They seem to have a consciousness.
Yeah.
You know, that they seem to be like looking at, like he said, you know, I was looking at him, he's looking at me, right? We're having this stare down thing. And then it just glides out. And then, like he said, it seemed to know that I was going to follow it. Or at least it seemed to know when he opened the door that he was there again. And, you know, the shadow figure, you know, reacted to him and kind of stopped.
And, you know, I've had, like, the one time that I saw that one, it was like it didn't even know. I felt like it didn't know. It was just something that walked by. And mm-hmm. I've heard those stories as well, that it was just like, you know, you hear the stories of it kind of taunting them or they feel threatened or intimidated. Then other stories like mine, it was just there. I don't think it had anything to do with me that day. I think I just mm-hmm. happened to see something.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you get this shadow peripheral kind of thing that goes by. And then you look over and there's nothing there. But you felt something there. You kind of saw it, you know. And that's, you know, that happens during the day. So, you know, so that you see that. But at night, interesting. And like you said, it just happened to be because the balcony light was on that he could make it out. I'm just wondering, I wonder if it'll happen again. I kind of think it will, don't you?
If it happened once,
I don't think this thing is just
again.
Gone.
Let's just put it this way. The day I saw that in my bathroom, I got ready with the bathroom door closed. From then on, because I'm like, if this walks by again, I'm choosing not to see it. I don't want to see it. Because it was like 8:30, 8:15 in the morning.
Yeah.
So I don't know what it was.
I would
or
be
why.
Surprised if he doesn't have another encounter. And it might be a while. I mean, it might not happen immediately, but
here's the question.
I just have a feeling this thing isn't gone.
Here's the question, Kathy.
Okay.
Would you have followed it? Like he did. I don't know. maybe out of curiosity, you know, because that day I mean, it was automatic. I was like, what did I just see? Mm-hmm. Was it something mm-hmm. in my house? Because it was tall, like it was the size of a man.
Uh huh.
But it
and,
was black.
You know, and sometimes in the day you think it is a shadow. You
and
know,
I
like
knew
somebody
there couldn't
walked
be,
by
yeah.
in a shadow, and it was a shadow in, cast.
And
right?
it couldn't be in my hallway. There was no that couldn't happen. But yeah. but I don't know in the middle of the night that I could have gotten up and followed it out to the hallway. Once it left my house, I'd have been running back to bed. I know me. I'd have been scared shitless. And I think I probably dealt with it better during the day than I would have in the middle of the night. Because I feel more vulnerable in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Could you have followed it out into the hallway?
I don't think I would have.
I don't think I could either. Hats off
and
to
I'm
him
trying
for
to
doing
think
that.
Of all the shadow people stories that we've had, if any of them followed it. And I don't remember. Do you remember anybody saying, yeah, I went ahead and followed it?
And he followed it. And it was like debating, do I go back and terrorize him or do I go into this vacant apartment? And it went into the vacant apartment, thank God.
Yeah.
And maybe that's it. Maybe the shadow Maybe. Person made the decision and he'll never see it again.
Maybe.
I don't know. I think that would be what I would be hoping for.
I mean, that's what I'm hoping for, but I don't know. It kind of feels like it might happen again.
It's so creepy. Well, let's go. Thank you very much for that story, and let's listen to this call.
Hey, guys. This is Ashley in Nashville again, Nashville, Tennessee. I'm calling because I have an update to one of my stories that I had called in about. It was regarding red cardinals, and basically, just long story short, I have this one little red cardinal that comes and, like, checks in on my daughters when I'm, like, out of the room. It's a really sweet thing. But anyway, so this past week, I had the opportunity to speak with someone who I consider a reputable, like, medium. She says that she's able to talk to spirits. I've never had a session with her, nor was this conversation that we had this past week even a session. It was just a conversation. I didn't pay her for anything. But I was telling her about the Red Cardinal story, and I also told her about the time that I predicted my father's death. And she knew about my father's passing, so I had told her the story. And she did say that the Red Cardinal was him. So I asked her, I said, hey, the Red Cardinal, is it a spirit guide? Is it another family member? And she said it was my father. But the one thing that really got to me was she said in my heart chakra, I do have a lot of PTSD, which I would highly agree with that. But I didn't tell her that my father had died by suicide. I believe that it was more like a natural thing, but it wasn't. So I kind of believe her on the red cardinal thing. And I told her, I said, well, when I'm driving, I will see one random, like, red cardinal swoop down, like, in front of my car and just kind of fly by. And she's like, oh, yeah, that's him. And yesterday, and how all this comes together, is yesterday I was listening to one of your episodes, and Carol was talking about, you know, she just loves daddy, like dad ghost stories. And she talked about her story about when she was in the car and she heard this voice that said, drive or go. And I was like, holy moly, like I've had almost kind of like the same thing where on three separate occasions, I'll be driving and I've hydroplaned and I kind of have a little lead foot. But I've gotten better. But I would hydroplane if it was raining, and I wasn't really driving too fast, about the speed limit. But anyway, I'd hydroplane, and on three separate occasions, I had stopped right before either hitting a bridge and falling off of the bridge if I hit it too fast, or hitting a light pole in our neighborhood. On three separate occasions, I would just go slide, 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 and I would just almost hit something and then just magically stop. And one time it got really scary. I was on an interstate. There was four lanes and all going the same way. And then on the opposite side, there's four lanes and they're going the opposite way. Well, I'm in the middle and like in the inward portion of the highway where you see like that concrete wall, like fast lane, what you'd consider the fast lane. I hydroplane on this one instance. This is one instance out of three. I my car goes right. So it starts to hydroplane right. I'm like doing like this double spin across the interstate as I'm hydroplaning to the right. And there's some cars behind me and a semi truck. And magically and there goes three red cardinals right now. I got distracted with the red cardinals. And so as I'm double spinning on the highway, I magically stop facing the way I'm supposed to be going if I hadn't hydroplaned. And no one hit me. The semi truck didn't hit me. They were a little far back. And normally in these types of situations, you're either like a freeze or flight kind of thing. I freeze. And somehow I just managed just to put it in drive and just easy peasy drive away on this main, you know, interstate in Knoxville. So it was wild. And, you know, I like to exhibit a healthy amount of skepticism when it comes to like mediums and stuff like that. But I actually believed her. The world's too big to even just miss stuff like that sometimes. Anyway, love the podcast. Thank you for airing my story, Red Cardinal story. I just wanted to give you guys an update on the Red Cardinal story. Thank you. Enjoy it. Bye.
See, I just think, once again, when you look for signs from someone you love who has passed, and in her case, her father, our father passed, and like the whole driving thing really resonates with me because... Mm-hmm. I've always felt like Dad's been kind of in the passenger seat with me on several times. And the time she's talking about was when I heard that voice say, actually, it said speed up. And, mm-hmm. and that car landed where I would have been. Mm-hmm. But it was a man's voice. And, you know, one time I lost control of my car on ice and I stopped so hard that it was like my seatbelt kept me from, you know, like I needed the seatbelt. How do you stop that hard when you're on a sheet of ice? I even opened my door because there was no one on the highway. It was 4:30. I was doing a morning show at the time. And I opened my door and I looked down. I'm on a sheet of ice.
Yeah.
Get to the station and I walk in the studio and we're playing Merle Haggard. If I make it through December. And it was like December 15th.
And you're thinking, you're right.
And I was like, okay, Dad just saved me on the highway. I'm thinking that all the way into work and walk in and hear If I Make It Through December. And I had to kind of laugh out loud because I'm like, I almost didn't. But
I'm telling you.
You know, and the cardinal. So whatever the sign is, like, you know, she's got cardinals that watch her kids. Like, that's a beautiful thing.
I know. And I think let it be a comfort to you.
Exactly. You know, rather than question it, why not go with it sometimes and just assume that's what it is rather than go, could my loved one be sending me a sign? You know what? Just go, oh my God, they just sent me a sign.
Mm-hmm.
Take it as a connection.
Yeah. Let it bring you some joy and some peace and some comfort and, you know, acknowledge it as what you feel in your heart it is and, you know, move on. I really think, you know, I think her dad's kind of watching out for her.
Oh, I do too. And, you know, it's just, but once again, we want that validation from someone else, you know, like that psychic or medium to tell us something, even though you know it. But it does feel validating to have someone else tell that to you. But she knows everything in her heart.
Yeah, I agree.
She don't even need us.
No,
we're just,
but we love hearing the story.
Yeah, but I do. I really love stories. I love those sign stories and those little nods from beyond. I think those are so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, definitely sign. So if you have a ghost story or just one about signs, we would like to hear it. You can call it in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you would like to be a premium subscriber, that's all up to you. No commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the archive. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts, where you can try it for 3 days free. You could go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs. I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.